since 1955, an oasis in downtown Fresno for women and children in crisis. I'm talking about the Evangel Home. And this is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
Always a treat to open the mic and say thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this edition of Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home here in downtown Fresno. And I used to say here at 137 North Yosemite, but that's kind of limiting what goes on here at Evangel Home.
From 101 to 161 North Yosemite.
Yeah, God's provisions have given us several homes along the street front here. Jerry Brenneman, director of Evangel Home, has brought a new staff member in to get acquainted with us today. Jerry, I'm going to let you handle Megan's introduction, then we're going to find out who this young woman is.
Okay. Megan is on staff as a house manager in the crisis home. She's only been, just finished training. So she's flying solo, kind of, and we needed some people that could pinch hit for us when people were sick or people couldn't come to work for whatever reason. And so I was able to hire two young women to join another young woman, and when I say young, these are all mid-20s. So they really are young, but I love their enthusiasm. I love their energy. I love the way any newcomer, whether they're younger or older, looks at any organization and says, why do you do this? Or why don't we do this? Or of course we should do this. And that's one of the reasons I was very tickled to bring Megan on board. She's got all that. So,
all right. Well, let's find out about Megan. Megan, you were raised in what town?
In Weezer, Idaho.
Weezer, Idaho, the Fiddler Festival.
Oh, you know about that? Hardly anyone ever knows about that.
A fiddler, the old-time fiddlers in Weezer, Idaho. That's a big deal up there.
Yeah, it is. The whole town probably booms like 5,000, so our population doubles during that week.
Yeah, I got a head start. We actually lived in Boise for 6.5 years,
okay.
So we were kind of the big... In fact, I know several people who played, competed in
Excuse
the...
Excuse me, I just go have lunch now.
So, yeah, I bet you didn't expect to hear somebody who knew about Weezer, Idaho. Yeah, it's a great punchline, by the way. I use it with my kids. You behave yourself or I'm going to ship you off to Weezer. At any rate, you were raised in Weezer. Now, for folks who may not know, there is a large Mormon population in Idaho.
There is. I have a few Mormon friends that I grew up with. So my stepdad's actually Mormon. So.
Okay. And then there's a Nazarene University in Nampa. So there's a large Nazarene community in that part of the country as well.
Yes, there is.
Okay. So how'd you get to Fresno from Weezer?
Well, my parents are divorced. My dad, he's in the Air Force, so he got stationed here. This is the last place he was stationed, and he's retired now. He was doing ROTC at Fresno State, so he offered to help me with school because I didn't get into my top choice, which was a private Christian school, and so I was bummed about that, but he paid for my education, and that's so that's how I came to Fresno.
Okay, and when was that?
That was in 2006. I graduated 06.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You're at Evangel Home. Why?
Well, I have a heart for urban ministry. In 2008, I did this thing called the Fresno Urban Internship through FIFL. And I did my internship with Youth for Christ, so I fell in love with downtown and the kids here, and I always wanted to live down here, so after I graduated, I got married. I've only been married for 8 months, so me and my husband, we live pretty close to Evangel Home, and I wasn't expecting to come to Evangel Home. My mother-in-law actually volunteers here. She does chapel on Wednesday evenings, and she told me I should just put in my resume, and I did, and... Rosalind answered the door, and she told me they usually hire from volunteers, so I kind of discounted it, which was a good thing because I wasn't really hoping into it, and then Jerry called me, and here we are.
And, you know, it's one of those God bridges, Jim, because I almost always hire someone that we know somehow, And I never hire from people that just show up with their resume or send a resume because it's like... But at that time, when Megan came to the door, we really were desperate for some people, but we couldn't be desperate for anybody. So staff was working like crazy overtime and filling in for each other because we just didn't have the right pool of people to bring on board. So I remember when Megan dropped her resume off, I wasn't here. Rosalind took it, put it on my desk, and I called in Rosalind and said, okay, give me your thoughts. What's your gut reaction on this young woman? Megan, and Rosalind said, well, she's young, but she's very, she seemed very focused and very self-assured. And so I called Megan, and I think at that time when I called you, you were back in Idaho. Oh, I called her, but she had forgot to leave me her phone number. She had called me. I didn't leave her phone number or something, so I had to get out her application, look for her emergency contact, which was her husband. So then by the time I talked to Megan, the first words out of my mouth practically were, you didn't leave me your phone number. Oh, hi, by the way.
Well, Megan, look, I want to back up a little bit. You said you've had a heart for urban ministry for a long time. When you were a kid, I mean, did you have a heart for the underdog?
I was sort of the underdog, I guess. I wasn't popular or anything like that. I was always the kind of the book nerd. My head was always in a book. And I was part of the high school band, which wasn't the most popular thing. But I didn't think that translated into any passion. I've always had a compassionate heart, I guess, because I always cry at sad movies, and my grandma told me I have a sensitive heart. So.
Where'd you meet your husband?
I met him at Youth for Christ, actually, while I was doing the Fresno Urban Internship. His church came, Northwest Church, and they did a vacation Bible school. So we met, and neither of us liked each other, and we became friends. And I thought we were just friends, but he had other ideas.
Now, is he a longtime Fresno guy?
Yes. He went to Bullard High School, so he's lived here his whole life. He was born down south, though, and he's lived here. He didn't discover downtown until, I think, a year before I did, and so he started serving at Youth for Christ.
Don't you just love even her use of phrases? I mean, that she fell in love with downtown, and her husband discovered downtown, and she was a book nerd, and I just love all of these things. And now here we are all in this together.
Yeah.
And I love it.
So, Megan, how long have you been with Evangelome now?
About a month.
Early bird observations. What did you think and what do you think? And please be honest.
Well, my observations are they're very good with rules, very strict. You have to be very strict with some of the women. I've noticed just because it's only been my second consecutive day working like one day after the next, and so I was very nice the first day, and so yeah, and they're kind of seeing that I will give in a little, I guess, but today I was not letting them interrupt me, and I stuck more to the rules because now I know exactly what should go down. And so one of the ladies called me feisty today because I was going
book nerd to feisty in three easy lessons.
So that was good, I guess. Yeah, all this staff is very helpful to me, though. They know that I'm more reserved. I'm not as feisty, I guess, as I was today. So they've been helping me a lot, and it's been
feistyism.
Yeah. Now, is your husband in the workforce?
Yes, he works at Starbucks.
Okay. And are you thinking Fresno long term?
Yes, at least for right now. We both have hearts for downtown, and so we know that's where God's called us for right now. I don't know if we'll stay here like through retirement age or what, but the plan is Fresno for like we want to have our family here, have our kids go to Lowell Elementary, so we want to be really invested in the neighborhood.
Now, do you have plans to get back to Idaho at all?
Sometimes I wish. It is hard being away from my family and they want me to live there because they think Idaho is a safer place. But I guess I count it as my sacrifice to following God, because if I'm not being intentional about how I live with downtown and serving here, then it's a waste being away from my family, because I really love and care for my family. And I've had to cry to my husband about, I miss them, why can't I see them?
So how many siblings do you have?
I have one little sister. I always call her my baby sister, but she's 20. She turns 21 this year. We're pretty close. We've had a lot of bumps in the road, but she came to Christ. I'm not from a Christian family, so when she came to Christ, it was a very special moment, because now we can really have a whole nother level of sisterhood, and so she's very special to me.
Are you looking forward to anything in particular here at Evangel Home? Is there some area of ministry that excites you, or a relationship?
Yes. Well, I feel like about a year ago, God put on my heart that I want to work with prostitutes. So I feel like this is a stepping stone, because I was trying to drive to some community food bank I was supposed to go to for a class project, and I just ended up on Motel Drive. I don't know how that happened. And so I just started crying, thinking about all the heartbreak that goes on there. And I don't know when working with prostitutes is, but I definitely need to grow in my assertiveness, because I need some attitude to match theirs.
So, but on the other hand, Megan, you are already working with prostitutes. Absolutely. And you don't know it.
Yeah, we talk to them all the time in here.
Yeah, it's because they're in here and they're not out there. It's a whole different kind of thing.
We're just running real short of time, believe it or not. This is incredible. Megan, thank you for sharing. Any one brief comment you want to make while we have the microphone open?
I'm learning a lot.
Okay. All right. Jerry, in 20 seconds or less. Nope, sorry, you don't have 20 seconds. But anyway, goodbye. My listening friends, we really want your prayers. Prayerfully consider, too, whether you're in a position to get some cash, because that's how we operate here. And if you have some suggestions or questions, please give us a call anytime, 264-4714. Megan, welcome. It's a pleasure to get acquainted with you. And Jerry, always a treat. My listening friend, thank you for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org. The phone number, once again, in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for making us a part of your weekend here on Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home of Fresno.